Welcome to the My Buddy Green podcast. I'm Jason Wachob, founder and co-CEO of My Buddy Green, and your host.
Hey everyone, Jason here, and this is a new one for us. It's our first remote podcast ever, and times require that. And we're very fortunate to have our dear friend, New York Times bestselling author of multiple books, the incredible Gabby Bernstein, with us, joining us remotely, as we're all remote these days, guys. Mm-hmm. So Gabby, thanks so much for being with us.
Yeah, here we are in our makeshift studios that we are perfecting as the days go on. Happy to be with you.
So yeah, let's just start with, how are you doing?
I am doing very well, given the circumstances. I am internally grateful for the fact that I've worked from home for my entire career, and that I am in a safe environment with my family. Mentally, I am using my tools like a full-time job, because, you know, I just think that like everybody else, there is this collective energy of panic and worry. And as a teacher, I feel a very, very, very strong responsibility to show the fuck up right now. That's how I'm feeling. The main feeling I'm having is show the fuck up. That's it. There you go.
And so I love that. you're showing the fuck up digitally. You can't show the fuck up in person.
Exactly. Guys. Show the fuck up online.
It's right now. So funny. I use that term a lot. Like, showing up is such a big thing, especially like, I was talking with someone the other day about men specifically, and how you tend not to be great communicators, but men are good at like showing up. You can't show up.
You can show up differently.
So yes, let's go back. Like, what are some of those tools that you're really using now and could recommend to people who are listening, or, you know, struggling just like us?
So the tools that I think are required of us most right now are tools that are going to regulate our nervous system and stimulate the vagus nerve, tools that will get us into a parasympathetic nervous system state and not be in a chronic state of fight or flight or even freeze. Because what's happening right now is something that we will all have to do some PTSD work on later, but there's some things that we can do to, as Peter Levine says, trauma-proof ourselves so that we can not get stuck in the frozen state of this trauma. And what's happening is we're experiencing and witnessing a collective trauma. And there, you can't be alive, and you can't, you know, you, it doesn't matter how apathetic you are, you're picking up on it. So, my guess is that by the time this comes out, no one will be very apathetic anymore. So we're in a place where we need tools for self-regulation. So those tools are coming in the form of meditation. They're coming in the form of emotional freedom technique, tapping. They're coming in the form of affirmation. They're coming in the form of specific tapping points that you can use anywhere, anytime, just to calm your nervous system. Head holds, heart holds, which I can teach you guys today. You know, I've got a bag of tricks, and they're not tricks, they're tools, they're transformational tools that I feel very, very, very responsible to get out into the world right now. And that's what we're here for.
So I love that. You mentioned the parasympathetic nervous system, and something I love and practice like all the time now is just that simple inhale for two, hold, exhale for four, over and over and over. Yeah. So can you, mentioned the heart held, could you help us with that?
And actually, before I even say anything, let me actually highlight what you just said about the in for two, out for four. When you have a longer breath, that stimulates the vagus nerve, which regulates your anxiety levels and how your gut is, the motility of your gut and, you know, your overall well-being. So that's a simple one. You know, breathe in for two, out for four. So just that, or even, you know, in for four, out for 10, whatever you're capable of. So that type of breath work and that breath pattern is excellent. I'm really glad that you brought that up. The heart hold. So you would place your right hand on your heart and your left hand on your stomach. And you're going to breathe in deeply and then take a moment to pause and feel whatever feelings you need to feel. And then on the exhale, breathe out completely. Allow the exhale to be even longer than the inhale. And take another deep breath in and breathe into that space in your heart. And when you breathe in, allow your heart to expand and your diaphragm to expand. On the exhale, you can allow it to contract, letting that exhale be as complete as possible. Taking a deep breath in, breathing into that space in your heart and in your belly. Breathing that in, and on the exhale, release it, letting that belly drop. We'll do three more, breathing in deeply, expanding your diaphragm and your heart. Exhale completely. Breathe in deeply. Exhale completely. And then breathe in deeply. And exhale completely. The beeping came at the perfect moment.
I don't know about you guys, but that felt pretty good.
Yeah, it works fast.
So, you know, look, this is every minute, every hour, every day is so different. And there's such a high level of uncertainty. And with uncertainty comes anxiety for so many people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So when anxiety, like what are like just, you know, and I'm not even really, I've been very fortunate. I've never really struggled with anxiety with the exception of elevators. If I'm in an elevator, I'm a little claustrophobic, like, you know, otherwise I've been pretty good. But even now, like, you know, I feel on edge. I find, you know, we have a hemp product. I find myself taking it more than a few times a day. And so like, what are, you know, when you think, you know, there are people who really struggle, and I think everyone right now is dealing with anxiety. What do you say to those people? You know, and like spiritually, you know, what's your take on uncertainty, and how do we try to embrace it? Because I think, you know, from my point of view, I'm trying to embrace it, because otherwise it's really tough.
Yep.
It's really tough mentally.
Well, I think you actually just answered your own question with one of the relief tools for anxiety, which is to actually embrace the feeling. So you can breathe into the feeling for 90 seconds and then release it. And breathe into that feeling for 90 seconds and hold it, even if you need to for a moment, and honor it and recognize where it may be in your body. And on the exhale, you release it. And if you do that a few times, you actually can change your experience of the anxiety. Because a lot of times anxiety is perpetuated by our pushing it down or trying to avoid it, when the simplest thing to do is just honor it. So right now we can really just, you know, place your hand on your body wherever you are, wherever that anxiety lives for you. Obviously for many of us, it's in our chest or in our gut, maybe in your head, your neck, your shoulders, and just breathe into the feeling of that anxiety and be really present as you breathe in deeply, and you can let it go. And then we'll continue that we'll do it for 30 seconds. Breathe into the feeling, honoring it completely. Let it go. Breathe into the feeling and honor it completely. Let it go. And breathe into the feeling again and honor it completely. And let it go. And two more times, we'll breathe in, honor the feeling completely, feel into it, honor it, respect it, be okay with it. Let it go. And breathe again into the feeling and just honor it and respect it and be with it and be present with it. And let it go. And let's take one deep, long breath in, deeply, deeply, deeply breathing in, and hold that breath for a moment. And then on the exhale, let's cannonball. Let it go. And that's another one. There we go.
I love it. So, trying to turn lemons into lemonade, which I think, you know, people are also, you know, thinking about. How do we do so with regards to spirituality? How do we use this time for a time of spiritual growth?
Totally. Well, I went on my Instagram today and I did a whole, I had like a rampage on how anyone that's following me would be a likely a self-identified spiritual person. And the same goes for anyone listening to the Mind Body Green podcast. My expectation is that you are a self-identified wellness person interested in wellness and likely spirituality in whatever form that comes for you. So those of us, and this is my call, here we go. This is my my PSA. those of us who have the inclination to lean towards spiritual principles or wellness related principles have a very big responsibility. First, it's to regulate our nervous system with the tools that we have. So if you're listening, there's no accident that you're here. Use the tools you're being given here. The other thing that we have a responsibility to is to carry the message. So we carry the message by the way that we energetically show up in our households. We carry the message by being positive on the internet, not sending out messages of jokes, you know, really encouraging people to take this seriously without elevating their fear. And using our practice, whether it's a yoga practice, I saw you did something with Tara this morning. So whether it's a yoga practice or whether it's a meditation practice or whether it's a mindfulness practice or whether it's a practice of just breathing, you use it regularly right now to be part of the solution rather than contribute to the problem. This is a problem that's being magnified because of a collective frenzy. So what we need to do is, as a community of spiritual people, we have to do our part right now to, as I said before, show the fuck up and and genuinely, and I'm not even apologizing for the F word anymore, and genuinely.
Nor should you.
not right now. anything goes now, Jason, anything goes. But to really, really give yourself this purpose right now. And so there's power in that purpose. There's real power in that purpose. It gives you something to wake up for every single day. It gives you something to show up for every single day. It gives you a reason to really fine tune your spiritual condition at this time for your children, for your loved ones, for your coworkers, for your employees, for your boss, for whoever you are in contact with virtually. Don't underestimate that your energy can be felt through a Zoom call or can be felt through this podcast or can be felt through an email. So take your energy really seriously and recognize that you're either elevating the consciousness with a positive impact or you're polluting it. So we've got work to do right now.
I love, for you guys listening, if you're not following Gabby on Instagram, you must follow her. She is quite prolific at the moment, putting out some incredible content. And one of the things you talked about the other day was, I just love the title of it, the cord cutting meditation. Let's talk about that. What was the intention behind the cord cutting meditation?
Well, it was interesting because it was something I had needed that day. I had been attacked by somebody on DM, someone who misinterpreted something that I said and then went off on me in a really aggressive way. And I was just like, lady, I am like in the midst of, we are all in the midst of this just like real thing. And this is not a time for, you know, aggression, right? So I was just feeling all the feelings of what was going on in the world, but then feeling this definite like psychic attack, right? So I was like, I got to clear my energy because as a spiritual person, I'm in the responsibility of being in a self-regulated state right now to bring my contribution to the world. So I sat down and I did a cord cutting meditation, which I cut the cord with this woman who was aggressively attacking me. And then I blocked her on my social media, which was another form of cutting cords. And I just felt so good. And I just felt so free and relieved. And it was just that simple. And so I recognize that everybody out there right now is feeling this cord attachment to the news, or the cord attachment to their political views and their anger, or a cord attachment to a frustration because they're maybe living in circumstances that are compromising right now. And so I wanted to give people the opportunity to cut that cord. And that's when I led that cord cutting meditation, which I think was probably one of the most valuable tools I've shared this week, and has really served a lot of people. So we can do one now if you want.
I would love that.
This is like a pod meditation.
I love it.
It's like we pod and then we meditate.
It's all new. It's happening in real time, folks.
It's in real time. And I like that I'm your first again, because, you know, I was the first ever. It's my biggest claim to fame. I was the first ever Mind Body Green interview ever.
We got you and then Deepak.
Yes.
Good shape.
Exactly. I was emailing with DC this morning, and I just can see that this is everything that he's been prophesizing.
Well, I think people want to hear from you. They want to hear from Deepak. We want, you know, look, there's only so much. Look, the news is important. Look, on one hand, you need to be informed. You got to be informed, and you can't ignore it. And on the other hand, you can't let it consume you. And at the same time, you know, it's time to dig deep.
That's right.
And it's time to revisit spirituality, and it's time to revisit purpose and how we deal with, you know, anxiety and stress and how we come out of this. And it's really hard to find that on Twitter, finding the latest CDC numbers or whatever. And you can't ignore it. Again, you gotta know what's going on, but at the same time, you need a little bit of refuge.
Exactly. And, you know, I'm coming on and I'm bringing all these messages to you and to my social feed and whatever. And I'm feeling like, well, you know, people are like, it was sort of like this message of like, aren't people going to be sick of talking about the coronavirus? And it's like, well, no, because it's the only thing that's on our mind right now. I don't think it's going away. It's not going away anytime soon. And it's not, this is not our chance to talk about the coronavirus. This is to talk about it, feel good in the moment. So we are actually the reprieve, thankfully. Okay, so here we go. Let's do a cord cutting meditation. And Jay, can you mute yourself? I'm hearing a lot of your background, but if you can mute yourself while we meditate, maybe we can get that.
I will attempt to do that right now. Give me one second.
Let's see if it makes a difference. Nice. Okay. I hear a little bit of a fuzziness, and it's beautiful, and we're going to work with that beautiful sense of fuzzy sound and noise. Close your eyes if you're not driving. Place your palms facing upward. And identify any area in your body where you may be holding on to any discomfort. And on the count of five, let's breathe in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. On the exhale, let that discomfort go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And breathe in at your own pace, honoring and acknowledging all the feelings that are up for you. And on the exhale, let them go. And breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out. As you breathe deeply and completely, identify any person, story, or even a fearful thought that you feel attached to right now. And see that person or thought right across from you. And see the dark cord that's attaching you. The cord extends from your heart to the other person's heart. In the case of a storyline, it just extends to that story, that vision of whatever that story is, that fear, whatever it looks like to you. And you see this really strong cord that's attached. And take a deep breath and honor that cord attachment and forgive yourself for being hooked. And as we breathe deeply and completely, we welcome in the intention to cut this cord right now. To release this attachment, release this energy, release this fear, release this negativity. And we call on the guidance of our devoted friend and support system and protector, Archangel Michael. We invite Archangel Michael into this space right now to bring his sword over the cord and cut the cord right now. We see the cord now fall to the ground and we witness it dissolve as it is recycled and transmuted by Mother Earth. And we can take a deep breath in and let it go. Feeling the relief of that cord being cut. Acknowledging the new presence of what it feels like to be disconnected from that negative attachment. Place your hands on your heart. Breathe into your heart space, beautiful golden light. On the exhale, let it go. Breathe into your heart space, this beautiful ball of golden light. And on the exhale, let it go. And take another deep breath in, breathing in that golden light. On the exhale, let it go. Bring this peace with you all throughout your day.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Amen. So, my last question, what advice do you have for people out there right now who, you know, they're struggling. We're all struggling. And what would you like to see come out of all this when the dust settles in terms of how we think about our connection, our purpose, how we view the world? What's the silver lining that you're hoping for?
Well, you know, as I'm wrapping up a book that I'm writing, and there's a whole chapter on oneness, and you're laughing at me. Don't laugh at me, man. I have a lot.
Of course, you're writing a book.
I'm actually 2 weeks away from submitting it, and I'm going to submit it on time. And I, childcare or not, I will be submitting that on time. Sans childcare. And there's a whole chapter in the book about oneness and compassion. And my prayer is that the silver lining is that we can recognize that we are so interconnected, not just physically, but emotionally and spiritually, and that we can walk away from this experience, deepening our desire to be spiritual activists, to be political activists, to show up and rise up and do the great work that we're here to do in contributing a positive energy to the world. And most importantly, exercising a unlimited capacity for compassion, love, and service. Period. That's it. That's it. Period.
Amen. I'm going to be saying amen a lot. But amen to that. Well, Gabby, thank you so much. Guys, thanks so much for listening. We're all in this together. We will emerge stronger. We're with you. Sending gratitude and virtual hugs to all of you. We'll see you tomorrow.